Hayward, brother. Washington, July 24, 1904. Dear Brother Hayward, I would be pleased to know how you and Brother Hansen are progressing with the negotiations regarding the lease of the Boscobel school buildings. I cannot get this matter out of my mind. I wish you could lease those buildings. If you can get them at a reasonable price, I would lease them by all means, with the understanding that you can purchase them if you please. Since returning to Washington, I have been very weak physically. The first Sabbath after reaching here, I did not go out at all. I did not feel strong enough to speak. On Sunday, July 17th, I spoke in the M Street Memorial Church to the workers who have gathered in Washington to hold a tent meeting and to do Bible work. Last Sabbath and the Sabbath before, I spoke to our people in Tacoma Hall. Last Sunday, I spoke in the same hall to a very interesting congregation of the Tacoma Park citizens. They all seemed to be much interested. Last night, I was awakened before 11 o'clock to listen to words that must be spoken to our churches. I wrote many pages and at 4 o'clock lay down for a little while. I expect to go to Melrose soon to stay at the sanitarium for a while. The workers here feel loath to have us go, but there are other interests to which we must attend. The work here is moving forward in clear lines. It was important that we should be here to help the workers in council. In the work that is done on the buildings, no money is to be expended for display. The buildings are to be plain and modest. A mammoth sanitarium is not to be erected, for this is not to be a modern Jerusalem. We have told the workers this plainly. We cannot expend all the means in one place. We must make careful economical plans. Fortunately for our work, our brethren here have been able to purchase a large assignment of lumber for a low price. This lumber was sent to Baltimore after the fire, but the supply was greater than the demand, and it was shipped to Washington. The owners became tired of paying wharfage, and our brethren were able to purchase some of it at less than the market price. $1,000 was saved by this transaction. In closing, I will ask you again to let me know in regard to the lease of the Boscobel School, that we may know how to help you in your plans. If you should not succeed in getting this place, how would it do to build on part of the land that has been purchased for school purposes? We thought that perhaps a colored school might be put on part of the land, but we learned that this would not work. The matter would be spoken of in the papers in a way that would create prejudice. Please tell me how you are getting along. I felt sorry that we could not do more to help you while we were in Nashville, but you are not forgotten. We hope that you will be of good courage. You are in great need of better accommodation for your work, and the Lord will surely open the way for you. Your sister in Christ.